Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Team in the SEC for 2024. And what exactly does that mean? Well, every 4 years we lay down our arms, don't care about political affiliations or what state we reside in, and root for the men and women in the red, white, and blue on the Olympic stage, in the World Baseball Classic, in the World Cup for that matter. We care about the country. We care about literally our country uniting as one. And in the SEC, which is basically the global powerhouse of all college athletics, it's kind of the same feel. So who is America's team for 2024? That ragtag roster that can defy the odds and eventually hoist up a national title. I think you know where I'm headed with this one. And by all means, it has to be the Ole Miss Rebels. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SEC Unfiltered, because we are talking about the number one conference in college athletics every single day on this platform. Follow me on my own social media accounts at Mr. Cole Thompson and my own YouTube show at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We got you covered 24/7, 365 days of the year at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. We got you covered. And to keep up with everything going on in the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. So why is Ole Miss America's team of the SEC for 2024? Well, in my opinion, they embody everything that is changing in the world of college football as we know it. They understand that you need a baseline when it comes to recruiting, but the transfer portal is just as potent. And in fact, it's probably the reason why we are talking about the Rebels coming off of an 11-2 season in such high demand. Not only was a lot of their roster brought in from other schools, but they were retained for another year, largely due to the NIL collective. And these are things that are not going to be changing anytime soon. Ole Miss is probably the bread and butter backbone about what it takes to win in future college athletics. You got to be able to recruit, you got to be able to retain talent, and you got to be able to bring in the right amount of talent, even if it is for what rental option. That's why Ole Miss right now is humming at the right tune at the right time going into the end of spring practice. They have a roster that is riddled with veteran talent that has already played underneath Lane Kiffin and has a good understanding of Pete Golding's defense. They also brought in a bucket load of talent via the Grove Collective because they realized we're kind of done playing second fiddle. Yeah, it's really cool that Georgia and Alabama are always in the front and driver's seat whenever conversations start among the SEC, but now we're welcoming in Texas and Oklahoma. And we just did this like about a decade ago where Texas A&M and Missouri kind of waltzed their way into the building and they start off hot. Missouri went to the SEC championship in year two and Texas A&M was headlined by a Heisman Trophy winner in year one to get to 11 wins. We're not going to be playing second fiddle anymore. And so we're going to do everything possible to build our roster in that way. Whether that be bringing in Juice Wells from South Carolina, whether that be bringing in Logan Diggs from LSU, Walter Nolan, one of the best defensive players in the SEC who terrorized us last season. Yeah, we're going to bring him in. Chris Paul Jr. out of Arkansas. We got talent among talent among talent, and we're not slowing down either. This is just the baseline of what you can expect in the not-so-distant future. Not to mention, we have a bunch of talent that's already proven itself. Guys like Jackson Dart, guys like Caden Priesthorn, guys like even Trey Harris, who last year was an anomaly, starts off the season with over 200 yards, plus four touchdowns against Mercer, and absolutely looks like the favorite to win the Fred Biletnikoff Award. And he should be the favorite going into this year, or at least one of the favorites. Ole Miss is exactly what this country is when it comes to college athletics, just like as a society, we're rooting for what's best moving forward. You got to trust the transfer portal. You got to trust the recruiting ranks, and you have to embrace NIL. It's not dying anytime soon. So who envisions that best? If it's not Missouri, it's got to be Ole Miss. And Ole Miss absolutely has the schedule and kind of the backbone to be able to say, you know what? Maybe it's our time to shine. Maybe, just maybe, it's our time to take the front seat. You know where you can always take the front seat? Whenever you visit Roback. If you haven't heard of Roback before, it's time to check them out. And it's safe to say we bet on these guys any day of the week because we absolutely love their gear. It's the best fit. It's the best feel, from the performance hoodies to the performance polos. Roback just released the Azalea collection, which means it's the best time of the year. The designs are too good. Trust me when I say there's nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt for springtime tees. Roback's performance polos are also the most comfortable out there. I live in Texas. I play golf every weekend in the month of June and July. The last thing I need is for my backswing to be the reason why I'm frustrated and not my back sweat. I don't get that whenever I wear Roback. So if you want to go ahead and check them out, make sure you use the promo code SECU at Roback.com for a generous 20% offer off your first order by the end of this week. That's Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com for 20% off all polos, hoodies, and more when you use the
Today's
promo code
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing.
Ole Miss America's
Whether you're a world-class
team makes
athlete
a
or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery
you know,
for top-notch
around
performance.
Society and they say, well, why
Unified
are we not
Healing
this team?
Is a new and super innovative
Cinderella
global
story?
Network
why are we not
of wellness centers
the next
powered by
cover?
Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard the EE System yet,
Michigan,
you want to listen
Georgia,
up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification,
but every once in a
and rejuvenation.
You see that
no matter where you are, access to a center is easy
and, you know what?
And affordable.
If it's not Missouri,
interested in experiencing the
Ole Miss.
EE System technology
one,
for yourself,
I think a lot of people
go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you.
Lane Kiffin, in 4 years, has done more at Ole Miss than he ever did at USC and that he ever did at Tennessee. He's been able to establish a culture
EC.
And an identity.
No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended
season,
to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional
pocket,
medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider
really
with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking
society,
a new health care regimen, including
people
EE
cannot stand
system.
People hate us. We as a society hate our own country. Who hates Ole Miss outside of Mississippi State fans? Because I know there's people out there that hate Auburn. There's people out there that hate Florida. There is a despisedness toward the likes of places like Georgia and Alabama. Texas A&M has its haters. They love making fun of the cult. And don't think for one second that Texas and Oklahoma are going to sit by idly before making some enemies along the way. Outside of literally one major move that ended up leading to the hiring of Lane Kiffin, who has ever been pissed at Ole Miss? They're just a team that exists in the SEC. And now they're a team that's really good, trending in the right direction, seems to have the right gravitas behind it. And more importantly, and everything else, they got the backing of the fans. Fans are flooding into Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, sell out arenas. They're getting ready on the Grove at 5 a.m. They're cooking up everything possible and they're chugging down beer like it's their last hurrah because they realize this is what SEC football is all about. And as long as we have the right guy leading the charge, which we do, we're going to be a contender. And so we want to embrace it. You look at all the teams in the SEC this year. There's a lot of good storylines, but there's also a little bit of trepidation. Nobody wants to see Alabama unfold its mask at the last second on the 12th hour and go, hey, I made it to the college football playoff at 9-3. Nobody wants to see LSU go from having the number one offense in all of college football to now having a top 25 offense and a top 25 defense led by two new coordinators, especially one that they just hired away from Missouri and Blake Baker, who was really damn good at his job. Nobody wants to see that, except for LSU fans. Nobody wants to see Georgia once again run through the party and make their name in Atlanta, their home away from home, except for Georgia fans. But then there's the reality that sets in that Vanderbilt, probably not going to go to the college football playoff. South Carolina, probably not going to go to the college football playoff. Auburn even. Auburn is a dark horse for me. I do believe that they will make some noise in 2024 and noise that actually is worth bringing up in conversation. But it's not going to be the elite of elite teams. But you want to see the SEC be well represented. And you as a conference want to make sure that at the end of the day, when everything is finalized, you're represented in the national championship. The team to do so is Ole Miss. They have a defense that is vastly improved going into year two underneath Pete Golding. They have an offense that's going to rank top 25 in almost every single metric. Can they stay healthy? They improved their trench play, and more importantly, they improved their line of depth. They got better in all areas of weakness last year, and they're an easy team to root for. Lane Kiffin's done everything possible to earn the right to be considered a top 10 coach in college football, except he hasn't won a conference title. And he hasn't made the college football playoff. It's really hard to say that you're going to win a conference title these days when only two teams get in. But at the same time, because of the expanded playoff from 12 teams, and eventually for some unethical, ridiculously stupid reason, we're going to 14 teams. They are going to be a threat every single year to make it to the college football playoff. And more importantly, they're going to be a threat to win multiple games in the postseason. You look at a roster like Ole Miss, you look at a story like Ole Miss, and you look at a program that has seen growth separation, disdain, neglect, really been treated just like the armpit of the SEC at times. And now where they're trending and where they could be moving forward, it's very hard to say that when you look for America's team, the one we all can rally behind in the SEC, the one we can hope to see win every single game, find their way to Atlanta, and eventually the college football playoff, Ole Miss has got to be the favorite. If it's not them, it's Missouri. And if it's not them, maybe it's Auburn. But even then, you still have trepidation with both those teams. People hate Missouri because they don't think it's part of the South. Ole Miss is part of the South. It's in the Magnolia State. It is about as Southern as you can get down in Oxford, Mississippi. And I can tell you this much. Those fans are welcoming. They're embracing. And just like us as a society, we want to be represented in the highest honor on the biggest stage. You do so at a place like Ole Miss, and you do so with a coach like Lane Kiffin. You rally the troops behind a guy like Lane Kiffin. And more importantly, you're able to create some bit of success, but also a great fandom in the process. If there is a team that you are rooting for and don't have allegiance in the SEC this year, might I recommend Ole Miss being that squad. They're built to win. They have the talent to win. And more importantly, they have the coach that deserves his spot in the sunlight. Very hard to say that a team like Ole Miss does not belong as America's team for 2024.